In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Major News with Major Garrett. Our weekly conversation with CBS's chief Washington correspondent.
Chris and Amy show, but John Hancock is in today. I'm Chris Ranji. Time to go to the guest line. The chief Washington correspondent is also the host of The Takeout on CBS News 24/7. Major Garrett is with us on KMOX. Good morning, Major.
Good morning. How is everybody?
We are doing great. And as we speak, there is a briefing which is happening right now in regard to the drug boat strikes, which have been occurring in Venezuela. There's been a lot of attention paid to those boat strikes about the legality and some other issues. What do we know about that that briefing that's happening today?
So the admiral involved, Frank Bradley, middle name or nickname Mitch, Admiral Mitch Bradley, has talked to senior members of the House Armed Services Committee. He's venturing across the Capitol to talk to senior members of the Senate Armed Services Committee about what happened, what were the orders, and we have some inclination, or indication rather, of what he told the House members, because Jim Himes, Democrat, member of the Intelligence Committee and Armed Services Committee, said that there was no explicit order from the Defense Secretary to kill everyone. There was no quarter order given, but that under the understood rules of engagement, those who were taking out these suspected drug boats were to destroy them and to not allow for survivors, which is what happened. The question here is, does that conform to Pentagon policy? There's a written manual that says, no, it doesn't. That if there is a shipwreck or a destroyed vessel in a military engagement, and there are survivors clinging to any form of that wreckage, we are required to rescue them and either take them as prisoners or repatriate them. And the reason that part of what I just said matters is this was the first boat strike, September 2nd, the first of many that have occurred, but the very first. In October, there was another one in which there was remains of a suspected drug boat and survivors. Those two survivors were picked up and taken to a third country. What does that tell us? Or what does that at least indicate? It indicates that between September 2nd and October, there was a reassessment of what to do if there are, quote-unquote, survivors. So there's evidence that suggests operationally we do things differently than we did on September 2nd. No one is alleging that Admiral Bradley did anything wrong or violated orders or went beyond his authority. The great question that looms over all of this is, what is our ongoing attitude to anyone who survives one of these boat strikes? What is the evidence base that they're carrying drugs? What does that drug carrying threat constitute to America? Remember, these boat strikes are hundreds upon hundreds of nautical miles away from the United States. Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, has said These boats don't pose a threat. They're so far away. The refueling required, et cetera, doesn't pose a threat to the United States sufficient to have three battleships and an aircraft carrier strike force off the coast of Venezuela. So the drug strikes are part of that conversation. The other part is, why do we have 15,000 members of the Navy and the Marines and its special operators off the coast of Venezuela? Is it to stop drugs, or is it to launch something inside Venezuela as part of a regime change act of war? The president said this week, not once but twice, that there will be land strikes in Venezuela. So the country needs to sort of wrap its head around where this thing appears to be heading, which is armed conflict with a sovereign country to dislodge what the United States and many other countries regard as a renegade, illegitimate leader. But nevertheless, it would be a war of some kind and of some duration in Venezuela, quite possibly involving the United States, because that's the trajectory things are on. The drug boats are part of that conversation, but you don't need drug boat interdiction to launch a military campaign in Venezuela. And the firepower arrayed off the coast of Venezuela is not about, or is not necessary, to stop drug boats. There are lots of ways with far fewer personnel to do that. So what is this huge allocation of battleships, carrier strike force, and all this personnel actually about? And it appears to be about Venezuela.
Well, it does appear that there's going to be some land action taken by the U.S. military for the purpose, I assume, of overthrowing Maduro and replacing him with what, we don't know. But the president has also intimated that he'd like to have, for free, access to all of Venezuela, a very rich oil-producing country. If the United States goes in and seizes that oil, that would be historically unprecedented, would it not?
Very much so. And it would dramatically alter all the dynamics with China and Russia, and it would create a strongman versus strongman hunt for an exploitation of resources all over the world. And autocracies that we are rivals with would say, you did it, that means we can do it. And that is why this is of such preeminent concern, because if this is about oil and extracting a natural resource from a sovereign country, and look, every administration since the Obama administration has declared the Maduro regime or the one before it a threat to the United States. So the United States has been hostile to the politics and the governance of Venezuela for a very long time. But it has never taken it to the level of potential armed conflict, which this administration has. Now, there is a scenario in which Maduro sees all of this arrayed military firepower from the United States and says, you know what, I'll take a flight to exile. That's possible. I asked the ranking Democrat, Jack Reed, on the Senate Armed Services Committee on my show, The Takeout, last night that very question. So do you think this is a means of intimidating Nicolas Maduro into fleeing Venezuela into exile and not having to have a shot fired? He said, that's possible. It's plausible. Trump plays at a lot of very aggressive levels, some of them psychological, some of them otherwise. This could be a very concerted psychological campaign to basically tell Nicolas Maduro, you don't have any good options other than exile. And achieving regime change without any shots fired, at least inside the country of Venezuela. I don't know. I'm not ruling that out as a potential outcome. It is very high stakes. And if that's not what this is about, and this is about striking Venezuela and engaging in some sort of armed conflict, and the ultimate goal is not political, but resource extraction, meaning oil, then the United States would basically declare itself on the global stage as an aggressor for natural resources, and if that becomes the understood global mentality, we will not be alone in that pursuit.
Many people around the country have already learned their health insurance premiums are going to go up as the Affordable Care Act subsidies were allowed to expire. Chuck Schumer today saying that the Democrats are going to force a vote next week on extending those tax credits. and it sounds like that's going to fail. What is that? What is that all going to mean? And especially for Republicans, who are many of them opposed to it.
Right. So let me just go back to, because I remember, and I covered so much of the Obamacare legislative debate. When Obamacare was put in motion, those who criticized it from the right said it was an attempt to create government-owned universal health care. And the way to counteract that criticism of government controlling everything was to put private insurers at the forefront of Obamacare. So it was a concession from the left to criticism from the right. Now, interestingly, President Trump criticizes Obamacare because it pays insurance companies, which was the private sector answer back when Obamacare was being debated to maintain more private sector involvement, less government intrusion. Okay? That's just the backdrop for this. Yes, insurance companies get paid directly through Obamacare. And during COVID, it was decided by Democrats and the Biden administration to increase tax credits to make more people eligible for a wider variety of Obamacare plans if you are not provided employee-based health insurance. Lots of people saw those tax credits and said, wow, I can use those tax credits to now afford something that I could not afford before. They've now grown accustomed to that coverage, and private insurers and those who work with them have now built those patients into their models. Well, if those tax credits expire, premiums will go up and the participation level will drop. And it will not only be something for those who are in the Obamacare plans, but if they drop out and others who are in private insurance absorb the higher costs associated with covering people who no longer have coverage, because remember, people still get sick even without coverage. They just get the most expensive form of coverage, emergency rooms and the like, then those costs cascade throughout the system. Everyone understands this in the complexities of healthcare premiums and the healthcare economics. And the politics of it do not favor Republicans because, yes, they did not set these more extravagant, more generous tax credits in motion, but they're now part of the system. They're now built in. Their absence will not only raise premiums for those directly impacted, it will probably raise premiums for those scattered throughout the system, and there'll be a political reckoning for that.
Yeah.
And more on the MAGA right are saying somebody's got to do something. Trump's got to come around on this, but there's no sign yet that the White House wants to come around on this or will help Congress find a way out of it.
Yeah.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, because the people that drop out of the healthcare system because they don't want to pay for the premiums tend to be younger, tend to be healthier.
Right.
And
right.
So that means the people remaining tend to be older, tend to be sicker. And that's
more exposed
and more costly. And so that's right. The underlying problem. The other underlying problem here is what we saw in Tennessee this week, where mm-hmm. the Republican Matt Van Epps defeated by 9 points, right. The Democrat Afton Bean. And this was a race where Donald Trump had carried by 22 points. There's been a slew of these special elections and off-year elections mm-hmm. now where Democrats are overperforming. How big of a deal is this politically?
So it's a very simple equation. Republicans had to spend more than $5.5 million to win a race by 9 points that Trump and Mark Green, the previous occupant of that seat in the House of Representatives, won by 20 points or more, investing far less. So when you have to spend much more to win by less than half of the margin you won by spending less, that tells you something about the prevailing political winds. And Afton Bain, progressive member of the state legislature in Tennessee, not aligned with that district. She's on the record saying she hates country music and bachelorette parties. Last time I checked, both were pretty important to Nashville. Bachelorette parties are like one-third of the economy. I'm exaggerating, but like they're a big part of the Nashville economy, and country music is everything. And she said on the record, yes, it was a while ago, but it doesn't matter. Those things come back to haunt you in politics, justifiably so. She hates both. She was not aligned to this district at all, and she still got within 9 points in a heavy turnout election. So this is an indication that the prevailing political winds are inhospitable to Republicans. My guess is more Republicans in the House who are on the fence about running for re-election will now opt out. Already, we're at a decade-long high of retirements from the House generally, and more of those on the Republican side, because more and more Republicans are saying it's a tough re-election battle in 2026. We will probably be the minority party, which means slogging through the last 2 years of a lame duck Trump presidency, watching Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance try to position themselves for the nomination. That's not going to involve me. There's not going to be a lot of work to do. It's going to be a slog. I'd rather opt out. And lots, not lots, but a higher number than historically has been true of Republicans are saying, I'm out.
Major Garrett, we enjoy speaking with you every Thursday. We enjoy the Takeout podcast you can watch or listen to. And we encourage everybody to do it. And what do you say we go ahead and do this next week?
Let's do it next week. I can't wait.
You're the best. Major Garrett.
See you guys.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.